Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Are KU fans prepared? Do you think their university is prepared for Bill Self to step down? Because it has to be a conversation that you are having, whether it's publicly or privately. He has now had health issues in two of the last three Kansas basketball seasons. He couldn't finish one of the seasons. He just had an incident where now he has two stents in his heart. We're talking about heart issues. And you are someone who is essentially a CEO of a high, stressful, major company, is what he is. Is that a conversation that KU fans are having, that this Bill Self thing just doesn't appear to be another decade kind of thing? And whatever you get moving forward from Bill, you obviously should be very, very happy. And he still is able to coach at an incredibly high level. I think we kind of knew this when they brought in Jock Vaughn, that I don't think they've announced it, but Jock Vaughn to me just feels like the coach in waiting. Your name is up in the rafters. You've coached in the NBA. If there is anybody that knows what it means to be at the University of Kansas, it would be you. This just seems like a natural transition if something happens to Bill, or if Bill eventually has to step down. But I'm just looking at it just logically. Again, this isn't a Missouri fan coming at it. I'm just, if your coach was unable to finish a season and now just had a pretty serious heart issue before another season started, are you prepared for maybe at the end of the season, Bill just says, I can't do this anymore?
I think both fans and the administration would be naive to not be preparing for that possibility. And I think now, more than ever before at Kansas, both fans and the administration have to know that time could be getting shorter as the head coach. I think he's going to 100% no doubt coach this season. I don't think he is missing the opportunity to coach Darren Peterson unless a doctor tells him he can't. And based on all reports, doctors are saying you're going to be good to go by the season, little for sure. R&R. I think how this season goes could really impact the ensuing season, because I think Bill Self is a competitive monster. And if they are a 7 seed again, I don't think he has any interest in walking out of Kansas after a mediocre season. But if Darren Peterson's the guy everyone says Darren Peterson is, and they go to a Final Four, could I see him walking away the way Coach K did? I know Coach K wasn't on top, but he went to a Final Four his final season at Duke. Could I see that? Maybe. But I think the outcome will be the determining factor, because with his health, if they continue to stink, I don't think he's going to accept that. But if they have a Final Four and then an Elite Eight back-to-back seasons, I think he is more apt to walk out. The same way that I think if Travis Kelce had won the Super Bowl last year, he was more likely to retire than stay. So I think he's in for this season, and the outcome of this season could create an interesting conversation come April.
I agree with you there. There's no reason to think that he is just retiring between now and the end of the season. But you mentioned some of those historic coaches, and their run just ended. Like, one day we woke up, and Roy Williams was just like, I'm not doing this anymore. Now, obviously for very different reasons, but Roy Williams woke up one day and just said, I don't want to coach anymore. Coach K, you mentioned, just woke up one day and said, I'm done. I've been here for a while. I've had a great career. I'm done. Jay Wright at Villanova. Like, we can go up and down the list. A lot of those peers that Bill Self has had in competition throughout his time at the University of Kansas, a lot of those guys have just simply walked away from the sport. And if you're 62, you've had multiple heart issues in the last 2 years, one that didn't allow you to finish the season, one that just popped up right before the season. Bill's probably made, I'm guessing, $75, $85 million coaching college basketball at Kansas. I mean, you've been one of the five highest paid coaches at least for a decade now. You're pulling somewhere between 8 to 10. So I might even be on the low end of how much Bill Self has made at the University of Kansas. We're not even talking about before you take a dollar from Salty Iguana or Adidas or whomever. So Bill's made all the money in the world. You're already in the Basketball Hall of Fame. You've already won multiple championships. Like, Bill stepping down at the end of the season or announcing somewhere in the middle that this is his last year, I don't know how it could come from left field if that's what happens.
I do not think, I don't think fans would find it as coming out of left field. I don't know that Jock Vaughn is the for sure guy. I think if Jock Vaughn stays at Kansas for 2-3 years and Bill Self coaches until 2028 or whatever, then I think maybe then. But I think if Bill Self retires in, let's just say, 9 months, just it's April, they win a title, and he walks out. I don't know that after 1 year at Kansas, Jock Vaughn's the no-doubt lock. I think he's one of the leading candidates, but I think he's got to be an assistant coach at Kansas for a little longer than a year before he gets that coach-in-waiting moniker. That, because I just, it would surprise me if they brought him in and then immediately made him coach-in-waiting. I think there's a little bit more time he has to accrue.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, and I try not to get in Jayhawk business. I would be very, very confused at what would not make him the...
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Favorite. I mean, you've been a head coach in multiple positions in the NBA. You were a head coach for the Magic. You were a head coach with the Brooklyn Nets. You played at Kansas. You're one of their more prominent players. Like, I remember back in the day. Now, granted, this felt like it was a decade ago. We all thought that Danny Manning was the answer to this question. Like, if I'd asked you, hey, Bill's stepping down at the end of the season, who do you want to take over? Mark Turgeon and Danny Manning were the answer. Why wouldn't Jock Vaughn now be the answer? He's 50 years old. You know he's not leaving that job for another college job. He's probably not in line to get NBA jobs, not if you're a college assistant. To me, this just seems like a natural progression that Jock Vaughn takes over at 52, 53 years old, and then he does that job for a decade or so.
I understand what you're saying. I think he's the favorite if Bill Self retired tomorrow. I think he's the favorite. But I don't know he's coaching waiting yet. I think based on everything I've seen with Travis Goff and how he handles coaching searches, which we've now seen for the football program. We've seen, I know it didn't make a lot of news, at least on this show, the baseball program, but he doesn't just hand the job away. He does a national search, and he's done a very good job in his searches. I think Travis Goff would do his due diligence and talk to other people because, and maybe this is my Jayhawks colored glasses, and that's fine. Kansas, if the Kansas job became available, it is the most, one of the most appealing jobs in college sports, like, period. Basketball, football, it is a top 10 coaching job in college athletics.
Yeah, I mean, I'd argue it's the second best job in college basketball behind Duke. But I would also say, though,
Duke hired their own. Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, North Carolina was in this situation, they hired their own. Duke was in this situation, they hired their own. Like, you haven't really seen too many of these jobs when they've come open that they went outside the family. They usually keep it in the family.
To be fair, the inside the family has had mixed results. Like, the guy at Villanova, who has since been fired, he was the Kyle Neptune. He was Jay Wright's right-hand man. It'd be like if Bill Self hired Curtis Townsend. He got run fast at Villanova. John Shire has worked at Duke. That's going well. There's been a mixed results on Hubert Davis in North Carolina. One season they made the title as an 8 seed.
Early on, it was good.
It ain't been so good lately. They were back their way into the tournament last year and then immediately removed. Thank you, goodbye. Like, the in-the-family hires, Syracuse hired an in-the-family guy from Jim Boeheim. Syracuse basketball is obsolete. No one talks about the Q's. So, I agree that most of these schools have stayed in the family. The in the family has not been batting 1,000 with success.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.